This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Freedom 90, George Michael. I was waiting for the bit at the end. You know what the bit at the end where he had thing?
Are you going to turn that radio off?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I forgot about that.
They must have
yeah.
done something to the end of it. They faded it off,
it's
obviously.
Annoying anyway. It ruins a perfectly good song when that sort of silliness comes. It's of its time. You know what they used to of its time in the 80s and all when you had those videos? Nobody really makes videos anymore, but and there'll always be some sort of role play in and role play out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't belong on the radio, Jim. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Anyway, welcome along, folks. It is Tuesday morning, Tuesday 24th of September. Well, thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's a bit of a miserable one around these parts. Although it's still warm, to be fair.
It's still really warm.
It's coming to wet.
We were going out last
Jungle
night in the
weather.
Boat.
Hot and wet.
Yeah, we were going out last night in the boat and every single one of us was like, we didn't even leave the moorings. We were stripping off down to our jackets again going, jeez, I overestimated.
It looks like it's
cold and stormy and everything. It's actually just a bit damp on the ground.
Damp on the ground.
And we're all reacting like, you know what I mean? Like it's going to get into the bones.
Anyway, listen, if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008, as always, you can get us on WhatsApp. Stephen the Trucker sent us a little video. We have to watch that later on. Stephen, thanks for sending that in. JP's a bit uncomfortable in the kingdom.
Why, what's going on,
well,
JP?
Same thing. He says it's very wet there and a bit of a dead heat out. So
it is.
Jungle weather there. Derek is hoping things are going to look up a little bit later on. He's supposed to be playing playing golf at 7:30.
Oh, very good.
Nothing will ever look up if you're playing golf. Derek, can I just say that?
Can you tell Jim's just back from an epic golf weekend? Another one where he's obviously been whacking out hole in one left, right and centre.
I had a top 10 finish.
How many of you was that?
12.
Yay! See what I mean? Two of them were like, one of them was dressed as a genie, and the other one was...
Yeah, one of them's over 80 and has been coffin dodging for I don't know how many years.
So there you go.
The other one, I don't know, I think he's a functioning alcoholic or something.
There you go. So there you go. So,
so I did well.
So you can tell why Jim's not so excited about your golf chat.
Trish is checking in from a wet lusk. Margaret checking in from Fermoy. Who else we got? There's Antoinette wishing Dundalk the very best on winning the league.
Yeah,
the
congratulations,
night.
Dundalk. Yeah, dominant again the last.
Yeah, that's, and they're going for a treble now, aren't they, with the FAI Cup?
Oh, they will be, yeah. Oh, are they? When? Are they?
I thought I heard John say that.
Cork win it 2 years ago. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was 3 years ago.
Cork win what? No, we're talking about this year. I'm saying they're going for a treble.
Yeah, that's
in terms
what I mean.
A domestic treble.
I know, that's what I mean. I didn't think so. I thought that Cork won the cup.
Look, I just listened to what John said in the headlines.
Well, if that's what he said, he's right. I just had it wrong in my own head. I thought it was not last year, the year before Cork won it. But obviously I'm wrong.
Somebody's just pointed out that we're talking about a totally different song, that it's that Too Funky song that finishes with,
are you going to turn that radio off?
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. We're still inappropriate for the radio.
And I think it's very inappropriate.
You won't be hearing it again, I can tell you.
It's very inappropriate that people text in and tell you how to do your job.
Oh, no, it's
point out your mistakes.
Jesus, I wouldn't have learned anything if they didn't do that, to be honest.
Surely the least they could do is turn a blind eye to our errors at
this
stage.
No, please don't do what he's saying. Please don't. I wouldn't learn anything if you didn't come in and correct me every day. I just come in to be corrected. It's how I learn how to carouse my way through life, to be honest.
Dan and Cork are still in his short pants. And apparently there's a bit of hot rain in the Midlands, according to Greg in Ballinasloe.
Yeah, see, that's what it's that sort of time of year, you know. Although it's not really, we should be freezing, so we need to stop moaning.
And there's
Jerry. Things are
that
very, very good.
Nobody's moaning.
Yeah, there's moaning
just pointing
going on.
It out.
There's moaning going on.
There's Jerry from Sheriff Street that we met then when we were in Savvy Credit Union the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning, lads. Small win at the weekend there. 14-1.
Jeepers.
They must be. They're the Harlem Globetrotters of junior football, aren't they?
They seem to be, yeah.
Is it Sheriff Street YC?
YC
That's
Youth
what he
Club.
Said,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they, I mean, like, what was it? 38 trophies in a Blooming.
Yeah, it's about time.
8 years or something.
Split them into two.
Yeah, exactly.
Jim.
Yeah, check their funding.
North Sheriff Street and South Sheriff Street. Split them into two.
Yeah, shock and carry on. Dan 2.0 checking in by proxy because it's actually his missus, K with an E, checking in from Newtown Shandrum. Can you imagine what Newtown Shandrum's like this morning?
Sketchy roads.
On the
very sketchy roads in Newtown Shandrum. Mad out there.
Let's be careful out there, people. Let's be careful out there. Somebody saying it's raining in Leek Slipping and playing golf at 2 p.m. today. Darren, you should be all right by then. Should it be called off by then if you're lucky?
If you're lucky.
They'll Clark, the course will close the course.
Have you ever seen anyone hate a sport so much that they actually participate in? I've never known anything like it.
Yeah. Because when we were in the Sleeve Russell, they closed the course on the Sunday because it was lashing rain. And all I could think of was, you couldn't come yesterday, rain, no. When I had to go out in it.
This is a fella now. He doesn't have to do any of it. This is his time off. You swear he was a pro golfer being made in some stupid tournament.
You don't get away with that when you're with your mates like that. You don't get away. You have to pray for naturally, godly like intervention.
You do. You just don't answer your phone for a week. It's gone.
Yeah.
Bubble is gone.
You have to start taking your assertiveness course. Not your assertiveness course. Your ignorance courses.
Are you around? No. Why? Something wrong with the phone.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Lisa Stansfield, All Around the World here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Ready to do the birthdays today. You got one right yesterday. It was one of the significant ones, wasn't it? Somebody had a significant birthday. Not the boss. You didn't get the boss. Oh, you did get... Did you get the boss?
I got the boss, yeah. You kind of... Okay, grand. You kind of led me into it, but I did get it, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Right,
after that, though, it was like the worst morning of birthdays I've ever had.
Yeah.
I wasn't within 10 years of the others.
There was a few ropey ones, I'll grant you that.
10 years. Like, right. It was like doing the rosary. I was decades all over the place.
We'll start with this one, right, because he's one of your own.
Yeah, so when they took the antler off and sucked the blood out of it, that was really... bloody disgusting. And even worse, and they sort of skinned it and pulled the skin away and offered me some. So I tasted it, and that was it was just nasty. You know, I couldn't bite through it at all, and I just had a taste in my mouth of blood, a bit like when you've had a nosebleed. And frankly, I'd rather be punched in the face than have that again.
Do you recognise somebody who would moan that much?
Yeah, that's Jack D.
Jack D.
Jack D is the most whingiest man, but also very funny. I think he's very great. He's a really good stand-up.
Yeah.
Or I used to really like a stand-up back in the day.
Me too, yeah. I was always a big Jack D fan.
Yeah, you know, when he started a stand-up, he was a real goofball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he started, he was like a goofy fecker.
Like a Lee Evans type?
Not that goofy. Right. But like, you know, he'd hold horns and all, do sound effects and big smiling face and all, yeah.
Oh my God.
And then he got cranky, he said.
You realised the grumpy old man thing was better?
Not really. Apparently it was a slow decline. He got up on stage and he wasn't in the humour one night. And he's like, this is so, I feel ridiculous. And he started telling him, he was dressed like a clown.
Right.
On stage going, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, there's a grown man trying to make a living. Looking like this, and people just started really laughing, like really laughing.
Yeah.
And then he went, oh my God, I'm so much funnier when I'm upset. And he realised that was the truth, that people just really preferred him when he was in a bad mood. So he's been in a bad mood ever since. Yeah.
That's
making
hilarious.
Millions of it, yeah. So there you go. So he's just a remarkably cranky, funny man.
Because even when he does interviews, like looking at clips of stuff, I mean, it's not like, you know, he breaks out of character or
never.
Anything. He is totally kind of like...
Oh, well, he's in a...
Yeah, Jonathan, what have you...
So he's exhausted
what
with life.
You?
Constantly it's exhausted with life.
He does seem that way.
Yeah, his bank account is so heavy, it's pulling his frown.
Down.
Even deeper. Right, but I got to say, what are you? Well, that's a tough one, actually. Right, well, hold on now. He's about, I'd say, maybe... Maybe he's 10 years. I'm going to go 54.
Not bad. 58.
Right, okay.
Not bad at all.
Not a bad
set. Now, there's a plethora of footballers, right? I'm not going to put them all in, right? Because one of them was an ex-Liverpool player. We're not putting him in. Right?
Yeah.
So, but I tell you who I'll put in. Former assistant, Ireland assistant coach, Marco Tardelli.
Oh, Marco Tardelli.
He used to hang out with Trapattoni.
Yeah.
Nobody never knew what he did.
He talked to the other fella. They were the only two people who could talk to each other.
That's what I mean. I think he was literally brought over as
his friend. He's there, can I have a friend?
It wasn't like at least when Mourinho was working with Bobby Robson back in the day,
yeah.
He was there as his kind of interpreter and stuff as well.
Yeah.
But Marco Tardelli didn't bother his home.
No, it was the two lads just couldn't speak to anyone else.
He was just over on a massive jolly.
I need to have a friend. Because it was just that without your woman, you know, remember his translator?
Yeah.
Trapattoni's translator. She went everywhere with him.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when, you know, that was it then. She would live her life. And your man old cranky pants of Ireland. Your man who actually didn't give a fart about Irish football. I don't think he even watched the matches. I don't think he even went to half of them.
You're talking about Trapattoni now, or Tardelli?
No, well, yeah, actually both of them. Because
they were probably both.
I think they were like, are you going to the match tonight? And Trapattoni be going,
will we go and eat in the fine Italian restaurant?
Yeah, Trapattoni be going, who is that playing? You are. And they go, ha, 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 ha. He's a Safani. Yeah. I have this job.
Hey, guess
and
what?
Nobody killing.
A millionaire.
The next round is on you. So that was it. So they went off and just had the crack. I think they were just hired to be mates.
Absolutely.
And he's not a young man either. If he was a banging around with Trap. I'm going to say he's like 60. 65.
Yes!
Ah, well now, done. Finally. Right, well there we done. Go. Right, okay, I needed that.
We'll stick with the footballers, right? And take it close to home, because it is Mike Phelan's birthday. Now, for a lot of people, that's, who the hell is that? But of course, unfortunately, with PJ and myself currently being United fans.
If you watch United fans, he's the bald, cranky lad at the side of the pitch. You just can't believe he's in the situation he's in.
He's technically assistant manager, isn't he?
He's the Tardelli of Solskjaer.
Yeah,
isn't he? He's
pretty
like
much.
The children just sitting there going.
Yeah. Although in his case, he's meant to be the wise old head.
Yeah, well, he was there for the whole time. He's been there for years, hasn't he? Like, he was rocking around with Ferguson.
Well, he was a player and all that as well.
Yeah,
well, not a very great one, but
there you go. Solskjaer wasn't a bad player. The two of them didn't. Oh, it's really gone bad, isn't it?
Mike Phelan's supposed to be good value on Twitter.
You were just telling me that, yeah?
That's how the story goes, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say, maybe, unless it's like, you know, he's gone very Jack D about the whole situation.
It's just, apparently he got the call to go back and become, you know, assistant boss or whatever.
Yeah.
While he was coaching a load of under 10s or under 12s or something.
Oh, yeah.
In a car park somewhere.
Oh, you told me that before. And now he's thinking, why didn't I stick with those under 10s? It was nearly gonna.
We were in with a shout of.
We weren't facing relegation.
Yeah, winning the Tunnocks shield for orange flavoured under 10s.
Tunnocks chewy bubblegum cup. It was nearly won for us there. And I turned me back on the kids.
I could have been as contender.
To be with this shower of wasters. Oh my God, things are so bad for United fans. Yeah. It's not fair. But it is. Well,
so, for Mike Phelan.
Right, I'm all.
It's going to be hard to probably judge
him. See the way we've just been totally deflated and upset now, thinking about how bad United have gone. It's dreadful. Right, I'm going to say. He's 56.
Oh, not bad. 57.
Ah.
Jeez, that was close. Right, can we squeeze in a couple more? Ah, come on, we'll just be late with the headlines. Right, Ali McCoist.
Yeah, Rangers Glasgow.
Did he get himself into bother, did he?
Hopefully. His smelly old Rangers fella he was for years.
I know, but he's funny.
Very funny on Question of Sport. He was very good on Question of Sport. Himself and the other little fella, another Italian lad. The jockey.
Oh, yeah. Frankie Dettori.
Frankie Dettori. The two of them together were actually a great sort of pairing. Yeah. They were great.
But Ali McCoist and any sort of punditry, television-y stuff is actually genuinely good value.
Yeah, he does seem to be quite a funny fella, to be honest. Yeah, if it wasn't for the feckin' Rangers history, you'd be delighted with him.
Yeah,
There's someone texts us every morning nearly with a Rangers crest. Now, well, you say he'll be giving out. Because I'm giving out about Rangers, won't he?
Yeah, big Rangers supporter, isn't he?
Well, yeah, when someone texts us, their profile picture is the Rangers crest. Isn't it? They text us, well,
that's
God
it, You're a target.
So, is it you, Ali? Is it you? We're trying to say nice things about you. I got to say, Ali McCoist is 52.
Not bad, 57. And the last one is somebody that you've confessed to knowing, because I think she may have a lovely head, as well as being a very, very, very talented athlete. Victoria Pendleton, CBE.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like she should come from Downton Abbey.
Yes, she was.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Lady Victoria Pendleton.
Oh my God, she's one of the most successful women cyclists of all time. She was one of the first with Team Sky.
Yeah, you know, she is.
Much to Jim's annoyance, I'm pretty into my cycling sport.
Britain's most successful female Olympian.
Yes, she's unbelievable.
2 gold and 1 silver.
Trains till she gets sick every day. Well, she might not now. I'd say she's probably retired at this stage. But she used to train. She got sick every day.
She's a professional horse jockey now.
Oh, stop it.
That's what it says here. Why would they say horse jockey? Why wouldn't they just say she's now a professional jockey?
A horse jockey?
Yeah, that's why they've written the horse jockey.
What else would she be jockeying?
Without
talking about dirty things. That's terrible.
I believe you're a horse jockey. Oh, yeah. Right, all right.
Who told you that?
Yeah.
I am not a horse. I'm a pig jockey.
Yes. I do the goats. I don't be doing the horses
anymore.
I haven't
done a horse in ages. I've been riding goats for England.
But am I right? She is the one. Isn't she the one that got all the load of modelling contracts and stuff? You know, Victoria Pendleton.
Jeez, I don't know.
Or am I confusing her with somebody else?
I don't know.
One of those one of those British Olympic team members got a whole load of, got a big sort of advertising gigs and stuff.
Okay, I don't want to sound like a too much of a...
She's now Victoria Gardner, by the way.
Oh, right, yeah. Married royalty or something, obviously.
No, well, the gardener, maybe.
Yeah, maybe he's the one that she has to say, I'm a horse jockey. Because he was the... What sort of jockey? Oh, jeez. Well, she's 42.
39. 39. Still, you got the one.
Got the one. Yeah, nearly with a code. Mojo's gone. I'm going to have to start doing something about this. I used to be good at these. I used to be two off the post nearly every morning.
Yeah.
I have to sort myself out. Then I have to start thinking
maybe,
more clearly.
Maybe deep down in your psychology, you don't really want a day off. You enjoy your life too much here with Mike and myself.
There's no need to be ridiculous now. Dad, you might as well call me a horse jock.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. Almost 6:36. What ray of sunshine have you to bring into this otherwise wet morning?
Oh,
she
loves Tuesdays, don't you?
They're just not like them.
The bridge between the ugliness of Monday towards the happiness of the hump.
See that?
There you are now.
It's like listening to Confucius of a morning when you come in here.
I feel so inspired all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, yeah, I think I can make it. I can make it.
Indeed. The positivity soaring through.
Yeah.
How are you all anyway?
Oh, spectacular.
Yeah, grand. We were having a good laugh, actually. Myself and John were having a good laugh about what has turned into a bit of a debacle for the Dubs homecoming.
It's this weekend, isn't it?
It's this weekend, yeah, yeah. It was so funny because at the start it was all, you know, you had the mayor and all the local councillors. Oh, it's amazing. We can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. 24 hours later, no one can get tickets. No one's quite sure where it's going to be on because of the madness of it all. Everybody's screaming and roaring. It's turned into a real hot potato for the council.
There seemed to be a tipping point yesterday afternoon. What was essentially the happiest Monday of all time in Dublin, because we're settling on our homecoming for our great heroes, the men and women who've won these All-Irelands, 8 in a row as it's been put between the two. And suddenly someone said, hey, there isn't enough tickets for this. And if you think about it, 15,000 tickets for a population of whatever it is, how many Dublin people are there? How many Dublin people follow Gaelic games? Gaelic
football?
Why
do they have to have tickets? Why can't they just stick it all in the Phoenix Park somewhere and just let everybody in?
Here you go. They're using the Phoenix Park for a bicycle ride.
Oh, of course they are.
So you can't do
bloody
that.
Bloody cyclists are getting in the way again. I fucking knew it. Unbelievable. This city, I tell you, see what the trouble cyclists cause.
Well done, John. We hit him on the nerve again.
There you go.
A cyclist holding everything up again. Absolutely bloody typical. Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling here at Classic Hits. It's 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Apparently, Babs has been on to say that it was her birthday yesterday and everyone forgot.
What?
Shocking.
Well, you know something? I don't want to be bad about this, Babs. But that
no,
is
it was
your
actually,
fault.
It was Babs.
Oh, Babs.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Babs.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's your fault.
Babs.
But you know what I mean? It's your fault.
Why? For not ramming it down
their
throat?
You need to ram it down their necks. You need to make sure there's no way they can forget it. You know
there
what
you
mean?
Go. That's the secret, Babs.
The day it turns to the 1st of April, I have 18 days of telling everyone, it's nearly my birthday. Nobody better forget. I'm sending out letters, emails. You got to let them know.
It's time to play Orlando a Go-Go. Orlando a Go-Go. With touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando.
We had a great result on the show yesterday. Our competitor got a score of 9. Don't know if that was good enough to qualify, but it certainly should have been.
9 is a great score. It was. There you go. There's the confirmation. It was absolutely enough.
So we've had a good run, to be fair, on the show. PJ and myself getting people into this draw. It happens on Friday morning when we'll make the winning phone call.
Half of ours have gone in. 3 of the 6 days we've done it. We've gotten people qualified.
There you go. Hopefully you're on to a winner. The idea, of course, is Friday morning we'll make the phone call. Somebody wins a fabulous 10-night family stay in Orlando, along with all of the other bits and pieces, tickets to the Orlando Magic basketball game, all that sort of stuff, and all with thanks to touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando. So, who have we got to take it on, PJ?
We have, Deirdre Leahy, there she is. I keep flannying around on this machine today. Deirdre, how are you getting on?
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Not good, Deirdre.
All. What's it like in Cork this morning?
It's fine. Just better than nothing.
Oh jeepers, we got some dodgy phone lines here. We're going to have to really do our best to help you along this morning.
Yeah, can you hear us okay, Deirdre?
I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'll hopefully do the trick. So the idea is, I'm sure you know it at this stage, you've probably heard it loads of times, 40 seconds to get as many celebrities from PJ's descriptions as you can. The big glitch in it all is you just can't pass, so hopefully you don't get stuck on any and we can get through as many as we possibly can. How are you generally with the old celebrity knowledge?
Not too bad. I got the 9 yesterday, but you know, it's different when you're actually on the phone.
I know, yeah. Well, you never know how they'll fall.
But if you got the 9 yesterday, it's a pretty good sign.
Right, okay, Deirdre, are you standing by?
I am, yes.
Here we go.
Her first name is the capital city of Paris. Of France!
Paris.
Yeah, what's the second name? Yeah, she's a Scottish chat show host.
Lorraine.
Yeah.
Lorraine, oh my God.
Second name, rhymes with jelly.
Kelly.
Yes, she's a red-haired presenter on Sky News.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Oh, you do, she's always got quite conservative.
Yeah, her first name rhymes with hay.
Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, what's her surname?
It's like a funny way of saying, oh.
Hurley.
Yeah. Oh.
Hurley?
Yes.
Yes, hey Hurley. Oh, fart.
Absolutely.
And we started all right too with the first two you knocked them out of the park, but there you go. Feck it, it's unbelievable.
The difference it makes, this idea of not being able to pass, isn't it? Once you get stuck on one at all,
I know.
It nobbles you.
And then, of course, there was loads of singers yesterday, so you're probably really good at them.
Yeah.
Well,
Sky News presenters is a bit tougher.
I know,
it is. No hassle there.
Anyway, listen, you never know, Deirdre. Of course, the other thing about it is you never know how they're going to fall for the rest of the day. I mean, there may be some other sticky ones along the way for other competitors, so we'll see how four gets on. But thanks for playing, Deirdre.
Thanks very much, lad.
Have a good day in Cork.
Cheers. Deirdre, take it easy.
Bye-bye. Right, so there we go, 4.
Yeah, that's a shame.
A challenge.
Because when I said the capital city of Paris at the start, I thought it was going to be basically handing them to her
nice
all the way.
Hoosh. But anyway, next chance to play, of course, just after 1 o'clock with Niall Boyle in Orlando Agogo.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. So there you go, the hit bit is 760 euro. Is what it is this morning. We got all that cash to give to you. And all for you, of course, if you can just tell us what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit that sounds like this. That's it, and we'll give you the cash. So Dave Corrigan is in Dublin this morning. He's going to have a go first. How are you, Dave?
PJ, yourself?
Not bad at all, Dave. What's the crack? How are you getting on?
Sure. Stuck in traffic, the usual.
Oh, lovely.
Whereabouts are you stuck, Dave?
On the N7.
Oh, right. God. So it hasn't gotten any better since they took the roadworks away, no?
Nah, well, they just moved it further up the road.
Well, yeah. At least you avoided the big skip that was dumped onto the M50 yesterday, which is a first for everybody. Don't know if you saw that or not. But we'll try and give you a few quid anyway, Dave. Hopefully it works out for you. What do you think it is?
Is it Republic of Luz and Shame?
I hope so. What a song.
Shame!
A song. Every song they ever released by the Republic of Luz is thing.
Yeah. Right, like, yeah. I don't know that one, Michael.
Yeah, I can't say I'm that familiar with Shame now myself, but anyway. They're a good band, yeah.
Is it not the one? Oh, I'm not going to try and sing it because it's going to be the wrong song and you lost that.
Well, hold on, it might be this one. Because I'll tell you what, it's wrong, unfortunately, Dave, but come on, everybody, you know it.
You know it. That is very good. That's very good. I'm sorry, but that is very good.
Was that the song you were thinking of?
No.
Oh, great.
But yeah, you are better. That makes your joke better.
Listen, Dave, hopefully you get through the traffic. Have a good day, man. Thanks for playing.
All right. Thanks, lad.
Cheers. See you, Dave. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Right, so Carol is in Dublin as well this morning. Hey, Carol Wilson, what's the crack?
How you doing, guys?
How are you, Carol? What's the story with you?
Just getting ready for work.
Ah, lovely stuff. You know, so you're still in the house?
I'm still in the house, yes.
Right, so, yeah. So you have a bit of comfortable surroundings while you take this on.
Yes.
Right, so have a go there, Carol. We try and give you some money.
I think it's Shania Twain. That don't impress me much.
Oh, okay, yeah. Definitely know this one.
I tell you.
Oh, where are you bringing
us
here, Carol?
I'm looking forward
I'm just
to
waiting
this.
For Mike.
I know, yeah. I'm the same. I'm anticipating, Carol.
Ask me.
Michael, is it Shania Twain? That don't impress me much.
No. I mean, no. Man, I feel like a woman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Mike, that doesn't impress me much.
Get out of it. That's too easy, Carol.
Oh, for God's sake.
I thought I liked them before.
Is Carol, if you can see him, he's actually holding a rugby ball. And every time he does a punchline, he throws it in the air and catches it.
It's like a little victory dance he does. Listen, Carol, thanks for having a bash. Keep at it. Don't give up on it. Have a good day. Cheers.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
See you, Carol. Have a great one.
They weren't bad today.
No, they're pretty good. It's something about holding a ball that cheers him right up. Yeah.
Tell you. On. Play again with Damien Farrelly, 20-5 this afternoon.
25, no balls in there.
Yeah, one of PJ's favourites, Madness.
Now that's music.
And It Must Be Love here at Classic Hits.
I'm going to put it to you. Compare that to Simply Red. There's no competition. You know what I mean? That's music, man. That's music right there.
Anyway, there you go. He's happy now.
Yeah.
All right. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that, of course. Tuesday morning, 24th of September, 087-188-0008 if you need to get us on WhatsApp for any sort of a reason. For example, on the way in the next hour, everyone wins on the breakfast table quiz. That's a blooming good reason. You could get yourself a little dining experience, a little taste of Limerick.
Absolutely. And we have to help you out, Jim.
Yes.
We're going to get busy here. He can't catch 40 winks for love nor money, so we need
Has been a slight twist in the tale.
What do you mean?
I'm debating whether to share it with you or not. There has been a slight twist in the tale. I'll tell you about it after 8 o'clock, I think. But I do appreciate your efforts.
Okay, well, good. So, we haven't done that much effort yet. We're just going to try and talk our way into helping you.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're going to do our best.
And any particular kind of... Have you got a plan?
Plan, yeah. Have a plan, right. Yeah. I'll tell you all about it now in a little while. But I think we do have a plan to help you get 40 weeks.
To put me to sleep.
Help you get through a night's sleep, yeah. Excellent. It's all about relaxation. And who's more relaxing than me?
Yeah, big movie classic, Bill Medley, Jennifer Warrens. I've had the time of my life. Here are classic hits, 10 past 8, almost 11 minutes past 8. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout this morning. By the way, can I just say hi to Tony Murray. Met him yesterday. He's a big fan of the show. Big fan of the station, to be fair, Tony. Sometimes texts in. Bumped into him yesterday on the way into Costa Coffee and Janelle Shopping Centre there in Finglas.
Yeah.
And he says he listens every morning with his son. So, Tony, morning to you.
Morning to you, Tony. Thanks
now,
very much.
It's time for a little bit of this, right? This is kind of like a bit of, well, I was going to say self-help, but in fairness, it's meant to be PJ and Magic Mike, indeed.
Yeah, no, it'll qualify as self-help because ultimately, like, you would have to sort of... You know, take what we give you and run with it if you were to do so, right?
Right.
So basically, Jim has been struggling. He cannot get a night's sleep. He can't get a night's sleep. He's been tossing and turning.
Bit of insomnia.
He's doing that mad thing that people do. You know, where you lie down and you think, right now I'm knackered. I've been wrecked all day. I'm going to go to sleep. Puts the head down and then starts doing, do you remember that goal United got 1998? He starts remembering stupid things that can't get off them, right? Am I right?
It's a weird thing, all right. Yeah, just over the last few weeks or whatever, it's been a weird sort of thing.
Yeah.
There's no particular reason that I can find.
Start
for
thinking
it.
About what you did. You're leaving, sir, and all. Like, mad stuff, right?
Well, maybe not quite that, but yeah, I know. Yeah. So
well,
anyway,
I suppose, yeah, that's a very long time ago.
Like, or else you will manage to get asleep and then you wake up. And then you can't get back asleep. So it's one of those.
So what we've done, right, we still have a mic, we're talking. Now, we haven't recorded anything yet because we want to see if you're open to the idea.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, you wouldn't want to hit you on the cynical side. So we're saying those tapes, there's loads of tapes. We were looking at it.
Right.
So it's about, here's what it is. We need to break the cycle of negative thought or intrusive thought.
Right.
This is how it works, right? So you're going to bed where most of us are starting to wind down. You have gotten into the habit of winding yourself up. When you
have
should be
I?
Winding down. Yeah, you
right.
have, yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to try and break
this. By the way, can I just point out to everybody else listening, this is PJ's interpretation. But we're going to go with it. We're going to go with it.
You know what I mean? He's saying, I've slept every night since, every single day since I was born, I've had to sleep. So if you're saying I'm not an expert at this stage, you'd want to cop onto yourself. So what we're going to do is record a tape for you. We're going to record a tape and then you can listen to it. And, you know, it'll sort of help you break that cycle.
Great.
So it's just a matter of what sort of voice or what appeals to you. So I was thinking something like, you know, with sound effects or something. Actually, Mike, will you do a couple of sound effects? That would be, we can record it. So, like, say so. Oh, how would you start? This is the thing. So if it's my voice, right, and you're getting into bed, I want you to imagine.
Well, for a start, if it's your voice,
yeah,
that's not going to help.
It will, Jim.
No
will.
Way, because I'd never close my eyes when you're around.
Would you stop?
You're literally the most untrustworthy person ever.
I know.
You could never turn your back on you. You'd be up to all sorts of shenanigans, wouldn't he, Mike?
Not at all. Look, listen to this. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and tell
me.
Close
my eyes.
Right.
I want you to take a big deep
breath. For a start, that voice makes you sound like some dirty elfler who's just broken into the room.
This is the problem. This is intrusive thoughts now. You have to combat the intrusive thoughts.
Breathe in and breathe out. I want you to imagine that the unruly long hairs in your nose are moving in the breeze. As you breathe in, they tickle you right up into your brain. And as you breathe out, they run all the way down your hairy belly and tickle you on the knees.
This is like the worst tape ever.
I want you to feel your big baldy head getting heavier and heavier into the cushion.
I'm not too sure where I can do sound. Yeah.
I don't know what sort of sound effects your legion might get.
Okay, well, here's try this one then, right? Okay, you don't like my voice, right? Grant, he's been very clear about that. I thought we could ring him around. How about this?
How are you doing, Jimmy?
Oh, jeez.
I'm lying in the bed beside you, running me fingers up and down your back.
Straight away, that's not going to put anybody to sleep. That's actually going to make somebody want to leave the room.
I'm pulling you closer to me, and I want you to imagine my breath in your ear, going in.
If that doesn't cause anxiety,
Jim.
Right, that's not going to work. You're going to have to move on from that.
What do you mean?
Even Mike agrees that one. He frightened me to death.
All right, well, what about just nature and stuff then? What if it was like Ronan Keaton or something? You know the way we do good with him?
Here, Jimmy, I want you to imagine the sand at the ocean smashing off a rock. Yeah. I want you to imagine that your breath is like the ocean smashing off the rock. And I want you to imagine that your lungs are as open as a cave. And that you can sing like me. And I want you to think that I'm like a baby. And you can hold me if you want to tonight.
Right.
I do appreciate the effort.
But, yeah. They're not the most inspiring, relaxing kind of sounds or whatever.
What about Pat Kenny then?
What?
What about like,
Jim, I'm trying to help you get a night's sleep. Wow. I want you to imagine you're doing an interview with me and all the audience are in the nude.
Yeah, you see, there you go. Look, Pat Kenny's getting them off.
It was the mere mention of the fact that you said, I want you to imagine you're doing an interview with me.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to ask you one of my intriguing questions. Like, what part of Ireland was your jumper made in? Wow.
That'll get you to sleep, would it?
I think so. I think you may have actually stumbled across.
Have you ever noticed in Roundwood, the sun rises a little bit later every day? And you could be with it. Yes, Jim.
I think you may have stumbled across
right, okay,
there.
A Pat that Kenny maybe. Sleeping tape is on the way then. We're going to make one for Jim, specific to you. You're going to love it.
Yeah, Eternal, I Want to Be the Only One here at Classic Hits. 20 past 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. A couple of quick texts in.
You feeling any better, Leo? You feeling snippier? Sleepy. You feeling
A
slippy.
Couple of quick texts in. For a start, Greg and Ballinasloe wants to know, what are tapes?
Good question. I was going back a bit too far there, maybe.
Yeah. Also, a couple of people noticed that your Ronan Keating basically sounds like Chris Eubank.
Okay,
maybe that's why it didn't work.
I admit it may need a small bit of work. But
there was a couple of genuine offers of help. Somebody saying Jeff Bridges' sleep tape, which in fairness, Magic Mike has actually featured on this show before. They are bizarre.
They're bizarre.
Or was it you?
I can't remember. But they're bizarre, but they're brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, somebody's saying he needs a snoring dog. You're a big fan of a snoring dog.
There's nothing in the world as nice as a snoring dog.
Yeah, Sarah in Galway has offered a little bit of hypnosis, apparently. She's giving us a hypnosis.
That's what I was doing for you.
Exactly.
That's what I was doing. What do you mean?
I want you to think back.
I did say there was a bit of a twist in the tale, didn't I? Because you know the way I've been suffering with the dreaded lurgy.
Yeah, right, I know. Okay. You've been suffering with your head full of goo.
Whatever. So I went to the doc yesterday, right, to get it sorted out, and he gave me something to sort out the dreaded lurgy.
Very good.
As I was there, in passing, I mentioned to him, you know, about this business of kind of like, last little while, you know, had struggles with the old sleep and whatnot, and had a chat about it. He said, well, you know. So he gave me something to kind of help, right?
Oh, yeah.
To kind of help. So... Basically, when Mike put the tweet up to say that, you know, you were going to be helping me out with my sleep issues.
Indeed.
Right. My other half, my beloved Yvonne, sent me this, right? So I'll just see if I can just give you this.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, my God. Good which, Lord.
Which apparently was me last night.
I think we've now got a new duty to make sure this man never sleeps anywhere public again. That's you.
Now, I will just point out. I do have a rather nasty head cold.
You do have a nasty head for sure.
A head cold.
Oh,
I'm
my
sure
God.
It's not always like that. But I think it's suffice to say that the...
It's like someone trying to start an old motorcycle. The noise of it. Oh,
I think
my
it's just
God.
It's fair to say that the remedy worked. I think it's been a success all round.
Well, I'd just like to say to your other half, we're going to make a new tape, and I hope he never sleeps again. It's going to be dirty L1 everywhere.
Rock DJ Robbie Williams here at Classic Hits, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz, as you know, on the way. And, of course, your chance to win just for playing, no matter what your score. You'll get a prize today, 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy having a go. Magic Mike could be giving you the call back and you'll get on to play. Now, in the meantime, little story that has our PJ a bit perplexed.
A little bit perplexed? Well, no, it's not a little bit perplexed. Completely and utterly dumbfounded, I'd more or less say, to be honest with you. Apparently cats are as loyal as dogs. What? Tests have said... So this researcher say a long-standing belief that there's... The cats are distant and aloof.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty
Because that
much.
Is the long-standing belief. To be fair, even, you know, even I'm aware of that, that the idea was that cats would pretty much look wherever the best deal is going, I'm well, there.
You say to be fair, I say to be fair. The researchers say it's an unfair myth. I think we're right, Jim. I think we're right.
Yeah. What sort of research have they done, eh?
Well, I'll tell you what they did. So they got these muggies, right? They reacted in the same way as puppies and children, they say. So 70 kittens were placed in one at a time in an unfamiliar room with their owner, right, for 2 minutes. And then the owner walked out the owner walked back in after the 2 minutes. Experts secretly watching the cat said 64.3% showed signs of secure attachment to their owner. They say they became more relaxed when their owner returned and split their time between seeking affection and exploring their surroundings. The rest remained stressed, licking their lips and twitching their tail. Many became a bit clingy. Others completely avoided their owner altogether. Now, can I just say, that last line, that's enough. That's all we need to know to say that they're not as in any way as attached to their owners as dogs are.
Right.
Like,
because a dog would never ignore its owner.
If I go to the toilet.
Right.
Like, if I'm there with the dogs, I get up, they stand up. What's going on? Where are we going? What's happening? Are we doing something? And I go to the toilet and I come out. 5 seconds later, they're going, you're not going to believe it. Where were you? We missed you so much.
Oh, they
where
say
were
that,
you?
They say that to you, did they?
Oh, yeah. My God, man, you're not going to believe it. We're getting so excited. One of us is after doing a poo in the fireplace. It's unbelievable what happened when you left. Cats don't do that. They're saying the cats are walking around the room, exploring their surroundings while also checking out their owner. All they're doing is saying, if this yoke dies, this is where I'm going to eat him.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. Your cat just looks at you as a provider of food. And if you go down, you become the food. Your dog wouldn't eat you. What are you talking about? Like, when has a cat ever been that happy to see you? When have you ever walked home and your couch has been torn apart and your cat's looked at you going, look what we made for you. Look what we did. This is all for you.
Yeah, because you don't have that image of cats jumping up on you. Kind of when you walk in the door, they come running out.
They walk
actually, if a cat jumped up on you, it's probably just grab your eyes out.
Yeah. It is. Your cat literally, when you walk in, Jones, your cat literally looks at you and goes, oh my God, it's him again.
What have you got for me? Anything? What's in that bag? Nothing for me.
You again. Have you any idea what a disappointment you were? I could have had any owner and I ended up with you.
Yeah.
God, and you have to come back every night, yeah? Every night, yeah?
Jeez.
Like, there's no way. They say
have you ever owned a cat? Or anybody in your family or anybody? Has there been cats around you ever?
No, well, I went out with a girl for a couple of years and she had a cat. And it was a good cat because he had very dog-like personality. He played fetch and everything.
Right.
Yeah, he was a great little cat, that fella. Right. You know, he practically barked.
Angela has texted in to say, PJ, my cats go to the toilet with me too.
You see, that's they shouldn't be. This is your cat. What are you bringing the cat into the toilet? I don't bring the dogs to the toilet. They just are happy when you return from the toilet.
Right, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't want to call her a mad cat lady or anything like that. Right, I don't want to do that. But if you have to bring your cats to the toilet with you, you know what I mean?
This is something a little unusual. Not just about the cats, but with the owners as well.
Somebody saying, hey guys, my cat is so attached. When I come home from work, he runs down the stairs to meet me. He meows when I'm in the shower and literally sleeps on top of me, says Susanna in Cork.
Is that disappointment and an attempt at smothering you? Who knows? Cats, you don't read a cat like you can read a dog.
Somebody else saying, hey guys, you're wrong. My cats love when I come home. They run up to me and purr, so happy to see me home. And my cats follow me into the toilet. A lot of cats in toilets.
There's an awful lot of cats.
Lorraine Miller
the
there
Jackson.
In Limerick.
Yeah, again, I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions on you or anything, but that is, you know, it's an unusual way to carry
again,
on.
Again, the whole toilet thing. See, look, PJ, my cat must be a dog at heart then. I can't go to the loo without her following me. She sleeps in my bed beside me head. She even meets me at the front door when I get home, meowing, says Michelle and Tala.
Meet you at the front door, meowing.
Maybe you've just met the wrong cats.
Maybe I've met the wrong cats. I will say this, though. Like, there is no cat can enjoy life to the same way that a dog can enjoy life. They can't do it. Your dog thinks everything's amazing. Your dog just looks out the window going, I love you! I love you! Oh my God! I love you! And I love outside! Oh, la, la, la. Every time you feed your dog, he can't believe it's happening. You let him out, he just thinks it's amazing. There's so much so that when you let him out, he thinks it's so amazing, all he wants to do is get back in to tell you how brilliant it is. You don't get that level of enthusiasm for a cat. You don't get it. You don't get enthusiastic cats. I don't care what anyone says.
I tell you, there's a lot on the text will disagree.
Yeah, what? Because they hang around the toilets. Another thing dogs don't do.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, your chance this week to experience a taste of Limerick with a gourmet dining experience for two at the Great National South Court Hotel. If you are our overall winner, you'll win a fabulous two-night stay, a two-night gourmet dining break. That'll be yours. The Great National South Court Hotel, of course, great location. It's got free parking, great short break, destination, culture, sports, shopping, nightlife, whatever you're in the market for. You can check out all sorts of things when you're there. They're off the bone gastro pub. It's got an extensive menu featuring amazing Irish Angus steaks and prime ribs cooked in an authentic Josper oven.
I don't know what that is. I haven't a clue.
Sounds impressive though.
But I'd love to eat a Josper. It sounds lovely.
You can probably check it out on their website, southcourthotel.com. Today, just for playing, they're going to give you afternoon tea for two in the Cream Room Coffee House. That's
there you go.
Cool.
Now, 9 is the score to beat after yesterday, I think, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So 10 or more puts you into the lead. Still a bit of the week left though, so we'll have a go. It's going to be Gillian in Tipperary having a go this morning. How are you, Gillian?
Hi, PJ. How are you?
Not bad at all. How are you, more importantly?
I'm good. I got Jim's lurgies now, so...
Oh, my God. I feel your pain, Gillian. I feel your pain.
We're going to have to make you a sleeping tape as well, are we?
Oh, my God.
No, God, no, opposite.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're dead right, Gillian. Stay well away from that. Well away from it. But listen, hopefully the fog will clear for the next 60 seconds and you can get through these questions and get at least 10 of them right. The good news is you've already won afternoon tea for two in the Cream Room Coffee House, so that's yours to enjoy. So 60 seconds, you good to go?
I am indeed, yeah.
Fingers crossed for you, Gillian. Best of luck. Here we go.
What domestic animal is said to have 9 lives?
Cat.
What sea is a sparkling wine usually drank on special occasions?
Oh, the champagne.
Yeah, what is the title of the spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhists?
The Dalai Lama.
What is the name of the dog in the Magic Roundabout?
Pass.
Dougal, which musical instrument features on the Euro coins?
A harp.
Yeah, what ABBA song did Westlife cover for their Christmas single?
Oh, can't think, no. Pass.
I Have a Dream, followers of which religion worship in a synagogue?
Jews.
Yeah, what is the capital city of Malaysia?
Singapore, no.
Kuala Lumpur, if you were born on the 1st of October, what star sign would you be?
Libra.
Yeah, in 1999, who recorded her 6th UK number one with Like a Prayer?
Madonna.
Which soul singer's hits included Let's Get It On and Sexual Healing?
Marvin Gaye.
What Michael Jordan is famous for playing what sport?
Basketball.
In what field is Pete Tong a famous name?
Pass.
Music, PC. Staten Island is part of what US city?
New York.
The Seine runs through which European capital city?
Harry.
Yeah, well done.
I have a feeling you did very well, Gillian.
Yeah.
Very good.
I think that might be good enough to take you to the top. Right, here's the toss. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Ah, yeah, there, well done. Fantastic. That's a really good score.
With room to spare and with the dreaded Lurgy and all, Gillian, you did.
Yes,
you played a blinder. You played a blinder. Right, so listen, 11 top of the leaderboard. You've already walked away with the afternoon tea for two and the cream coffee house. So that will be yours. And who knows, maybe you'll be upgraded to that two-night gourmet dining break as well. Well done.
Fingers crossed. Thank you very much.
Have a good day, Gillian.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.